Striking Tyson employees only get about $100 a week in strike benefits, so the union is kicking off something that's worked for other unions, an adopt-a-family program. Initially, at least, most of the contributors will probably be other union members from around Wisconsin and the Midwest. That's according to Mike Rice, president of the Tyson Employees Union, United Food and Commercial Workers Local 538.
Our involvement with these programs before is that people are more than willing to support the families, and we think they will be in this case as well.
Stores in Jefferson are supporting the union by boycotting Tyson products and leaving their bathrooms open for strikers. A number of people in the town of 7,000 have put up spray-painted wooden signs in support of the strike. They say things like, "Stop corporate greed." Tyson spokesperson Ed Nicholson, when asked if it was true that corporate executives were making more while asking employees to make do with less, had this response.
Well, I mean, I don't think that comparing executive compensation and what is a fair and competitive wages is a fair comparison, actually.
Federal filings show Tyson's CEO got compensation totaling about $7.5 million in 2002. That's more than double what he got in 2001. Nicholson also contends there have been some miscommunications about the company's offer to workers. Tyson wants workers to agree to things like a 4-year wage freeze, lower base pay for new hires, and an increase in workers' health insurance payments to $40 a week for a family. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.